There is more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail, but at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Well, you're doing a great job with that map, honey.
What's it made of? Flour, water, and salt.
Yeah, and garlic and a pinch of oregano. It's a map of Italy.
Hi, extended family.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
Look, Mom.
Oh, honey, what a nice boot. I am going to be on television.
Wait!
Are you kidding?
No! Ian Hartford wants to do a story on me. You know, busy career woman still has time for home and family.
Hey. No, it's
not now, sweetheart, I'm talking.
Then maybe you should call Mommy's appointment secretary.
I'm sorry, honey. What did you want to show me?
See, it's a map of Italy.
Well, yes, indeed it is. And it looks very authentic. Even smells authentic.
Oregano.
Was there something else you wanted to show me?
No, you can talk about yourself now.
Thank you. Where was I?
Ion Hartford. I love that lady that does that show, Bobby Barnes.
Well, she does these wonderful interviews with witty, fascinating people.
Oh, and they're not doing that anymore?
Hey, I'm telling you, it's a great show. And each segment takes 12 minutes. I could tie my muffins by them.
They sent a film crew over to the office this afternoon. And while they were there, I approved the storyboard for Alfalfa Puffs. I dealt with a personnel crisis between two vice presidents. And then I fielded phone call after phone call, sometimes even two at once.
My God. They can show that on television?
Keep it up, Mother. I won't let you stay tonight when Bobby Barnes comes over.
Whoa, wait a minute. Bobby Barnes is coming here tonight?
Mm-hmm. She's coming over to set things up for tomorrow and meet my family and check out my home.
Angela, I'm your housekeeper. I think I should have received prior notice on her arrival. Gee.
Well, don't worry. The house looks fine.
Well, I know that. I just wondered maybe I should get a haircut.
There she is. Okay, everybody act natural, okay?
How's this?
Compared to what?
Miss Barnes, please come in. I'm looking for Angela Barnes. I'm Angela Bauer. Remember we spent 5 hours together in my office today? Alfalfa Puffs, corporate decisions.
Oh, right. You look so different without a phone in your ear. Yeah, you have a beautiful home. Is it paid for? You can get back to me on that one. And I suppose this is your husband?
Hi, Mr. Barnes.
Would you like to get back to me on that one, too?
No, Miss Barnes, I'm Tony Maselli. I'm the housekeeper here.
Oh, of course you are. And I'm Geraldo Rivera.
Miss Barnes, I'd like to introduce you to the rest of the family. Bobby Barnes is my son, Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan, how do you feel about your mommy being on Ion Hartford?
Grandma says it's just a local show.
But a very good one. Hi, I'm Mona Robinson.
Yes, this is my mother.
Well, we all have to be something.
My goodness, you look different on television. I guess those bright lights really do wash the wrinkles out.
Next, we have my housekeeper's daughter, Samantha Maselli.
Why, Samantha, my goodness, this must be a special occasion for you, getting to sit in the living room with the rest of the family.
Huh? Yes, if she eats all her gruel, we let her sit on the couch for 10 minutes.
Hey, Miss Barnes, let me...
Oh, please, call me Bobby.
Yeah? Okay, Bobby. I want you to know I catch a show every day on my kitchen TV. I pass the time while my dough's rising.
Oh.
Miss Barnes, don't you have any questions you'd like to ask me?
As a matter of fact, I have. Where did you find this housekeeper?
Mom, do we have to stay here for this?
Oh, no, sweetheart. You can go upstairs and watch some television.
Goody!
Public television.
Just so we can watch Nightmare Theater.
No, no, darling.
But they're playing Valley Ghoul.
That's enough. Sweetheart.
Come on, John, let's go upstairs and play Scrabble. It's an educational game.
Cute, huh, my dog?
Now that the kids are gone, who cares who found him? Who gets him now?
Hey, look, Bobby. Around here, I keep house. I don't play it.
Oh, what a waste. Well, I suppose we should save some of this excitement for tomorrow. I'll be by in the morning with the crew, and we'll follow you as you start your dreary day. Could you spice it up a little tomorrow, Eleanor?
Angela, I guess it's too late to change it.
Come on, Prudence, let's take a shortcut through the Galleria.
Oh, totally awesome.
No! No, Prudence, don't go through the Galleria!
This movie is stupid. You can't cut someone's soul with a credit card. We're going to bed.
Can I put it on?
Ghouls may be dead, or they may be moving to a shopping mall near you.
Holy mackerel. Man, that was scarier than I thought. You sure you're going to be okay?
Me? Afraid of ghouls? Come on, Dad. I had Sister Mary Teresa for math.
Angela, I was thinking that perhaps I should spend the night over here. I mean, it's such a long way home. Mother, your apartment is across the driveway.
Listen, Angela, if she's scared, let us stay here.
Well, I'm not scared. No, I just thought it would be nice to be here in the morning when the TV people come.
I should have known. Of course you can stay.
I'll just take the couch.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. There's a double bed in my room.
Ooh.
Mother? Oh, I meant I'll take Jonathan in my room and she can have his.
Well, that's not the best offer I've ever had. But then, of course, it's not the worst, ooh, either.
Mother, are you sure you're really not scared?
No, I'm not scared. I just want to be here with my family. Just in case a bat flies in the window and starts sucking blood from my neck.
No. No, don't go through the Galleria. No. No! Come on, come on.
her room.
Out for the credit card, no. Noah, what is it? What's the matter?
Samantha had a nightmare. I think she wants you to sleep with her.
Oh, yeah? I'll go check on her. You go ahead, get some sleep, darling. Oh, I'll go see how she is. Sam, honey, it's me. I'm here, babe. It's all right, sweetheart. It's okay. It's all right.
Suppose we might as well go up and see how our career girl starts her day. Does she floss before or after brushing?
I can't wait to find out. Oh.
Ted Koppel never had to put up with this.
Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Angela.
What are you doing here?
Nothing, I swear. What are you doing here?
And she crawled into bed with me, and then she called the covers, and I didn't want to wake her up, and so I took her bed.
Well, Jonathan told me Samantha had a nightmare, so I came in here to comfort her.
Well, she's in my bed.
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, I came in here, and it was just a lump underneath the covers.
Don't you think that my lump is different than hers?
I'm going to pass on that one. Come on, Angela, it was just an innocent mistake.
Guess you're right. It'll be our little secret.
Oh, you know what? I tell you what.
What?
I'll go downstairs and I'll make your favorite Belgian waffles.
Oh, great. Yeah. I just love when you put whipped cream on them.
Good morning.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Don't go away.
What are you going to do?
Did you ever jump from a second-story window?
No, but it's never too late to learn.
What's going on here?
It's early in the morning, and we're outside the bedroom of plucky career gal Angela Bauer, who just made an appearance with her housekeeper, the very attractive Tony Miceli.
Well, I'll be darned.
Good morning, Connecticut.
Ah, here they are now. Well, good morning, Angela. You certainly look chipper. Would you like to tell us how you start your day?
Well, you're really going to laugh when you hear this.
You'd better hope so, dear.
For
But when Tony crawled into bed with me, he thought he was getting into bed with somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, you did spend the night together. What a nice tattoo.
Oh, thank you. In fact, we all watched a scary movie together last night, and then her mother stayed over.
Oh, you thought you were getting into bed with her mother. This may be too tacky even for me. Nah. Well, Goldilocks, who's been sleeping in your bed?
Look, Miss Barnes, you know, you march in here with your cameras, and you turn a harmless little family situation into something foul and unspeakable. I mean, sure, we were in the same room, but even the Constitution guarantees freedom of assembly. America has had enough of your yellow television. I think this interview is over. What do you have to say about that?
My, didn't we get up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Angela, miseria, disgraziado. Angela, did you get in touch with your lawyer?
I told him the whole ridiculous story, how nothing was happening and how she viciously maligned us.
Yeah, and what'd he say?
Get out of town. And I might as well, too. When the TV show airs, there'll be a big scandal. I'll be drummed out of the advertising business.
Oh, come on. I mean, how bad could it be? How many people watch some little TV station from Connecticut?
Not more than 2 or 3 million.
Everyone will think I'm sleeping with my housekeeper.
You could do worse.
And has.
My office calls. Would you please tell them that I'm on my way?
I guess the Belgian waffles are out, huh? Miss Barnes, about this morning...
You're going to try to get me not to air that tape tonight, aren't you?
Well, you know, I was hoping that you'd see it...
If you're thinking of coming on to me, forget it. It won't work.
Well, I wasn't going to do that.
Okay, it might work.
Miss Barnes, you can't air that tape.
Tony, I am a journalist. People want to know the truth.
Yeah, well, that's just it. The truth is nothing happened.
They don't want to know that.
What about Angela, though? What about her feelings? I mean, she's a nice person. This is going to ruin her career. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Actually, not a heck of a lot.
My. If it isn't Brenda Starr. Have you two reached some sort of an agreement?
We might have if you hadn't walked in.
Tony, I have a window that's stuck in my apartment. Could you open it for me?
Mona, it's the middle of the winter.
Yes, but I thought if you started now, it'd be ready for spring.
Oh, I get it. So, yeah, I'll go fix the window. Yeah, so you two can have a little chat. Should be better than mud wrestling. I'll see you.
Well, I'll be going, too.
Oh, must you? We have so much to talk about.
We do?
Yes. Yes, we do, Bobby. You see, I was just down at the station talking to the general manager. Handsome devil, huh? And you know, Bobby, I just couldn't help thinking that I've seen him somewhere before.
Mona, it's no good. I have complete autonomy over the content of my show.
That's exactly what he said.
Well, then, I think that brings this conversation to a close.
Okay, let's talk about something else. How about Stowe, Vermont? You see, I just remembered where I had seen him. Stowe, Vermont. Have you ever been there?
Get to the point, Mona.
I think I'm there, Bobby. And so were you. Isn't that a coincidence? When was that? Let me see. Oh, yes, that was way, way back when you were a weather bunny.
I was a meteorologist bunny.
Whatever. And also, that was just about a month before you got your own show. Another coincidence. But of course, the general manager, your boss, was probably there with his lovely wife and two adorable children. I wonder if I should go back and ask him. What do you think? You want to get back to me on that one?
Yo, Angela, come on, hurry up. It's almost time for Eye on Hartford.
Do I have to watch?
Come on, sit down. Look here. The condemned woman ate a hearty cookie.
How can you be so calm?
Well, it's not my disgusting personal life that's about to hit the airways.
Hello, and welcome to Eye on Hartford. Tonight, we'll be taking a close look at some of the bizarre sexual habits of a well-known Connecticut native.
Mother, hold my hand.
The praying mantis. Right after this word from our sponsor.
What happened? What happened? Where's my disgusting life?
Mona, what went on here today with Bobby?
Bobby was here today. What happened?
Angela, you just have to know how to talk to people, to be tactful and persuasive, and a little blackmail doesn't hurt.
Mona, you're terrific. You're terrific. And so sneaky.
And you let us go through that? Why didn't you tell us?
What? And ruin all my fun?
Well, I must say, I'm just glad they didn't air it. Thank you, Mother.
Oh, Angela, you're my daughter. Do you think that I'm going to sit idly by while someone makes your life miserable? That's my job.
Oh, Mother.
This is Bobby Barnes bidding a fond farewell to our friend the praying mantis and all of Connecticut's other kinky little critters. And you know who you are.
See that, Angela? She mentioned you after all.
You know, Tony, we never really did talk about last night.
Oh, well, come on, Angela, come on. I was half asleep. Walked into the room. You were all curled up underneath the covers there. You looked so curled up.
And I was completely under the covers.
Oh, yeah, completely. Completely. Anyway, when I got in, I stayed on my side of the bed.
How do you know that?
What do you mean?
How do you know you didn't roll over or something?
I didn't. How I know I didn't. Anyway, how do you know you didn't roll over or something?
I didn't.
Can we just drop this?
Of course.
What?
What is it?
Nah.
What?
Do you dream anything?
Oh, I don't remember. I guess not. Mm. Did you?
Me? I don't dream. I don't dream.
Ha ha ha.